USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Democrat and 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang announced Wednesday that his Forward Party is moving ahead to give Americans an alternative to the two-party system. It is now the third biggest political party in America based on resources. After two Mississippi people were hospitalized, the CDC issued a warning Wednesday, saying they discovered a potentially deadly bacteria near their home in the Gulf Coast region. Burkholderia pseudomallei. The bacteria has been detected in water and soil samples. It causes Whitmore disease, and the germs are naturally resistant to commonly used antibiotics. Without treatment, 9 out of every 10 people who get it die. The negligent Chinese rocket that will smash back into Earth is projected to fall out of orbit on July 30th. It's still unknown exactly where it will hit. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The Federal Reserve has added another big interest rate hike in an effort to tackle runaway inflation. The 75 basis point jump is the fourth rate hike in 5 months, indicating a recession may be upon us. Chairman Jerome Powell, following along with the Biden administration, says we are not in a recession. We'll know more today when the second quarter GDP, or gross domestic product number, gets released. A convict is scheduled to be executed Thursday night in Alabama against the wishes of the victim's family.
Alabama remains on schedule to carry out the execution of a death row inmate Thursday night. Joe James Jr. is set to be put to death by lethal injection. This comes after a federal judge turned down a request for a stay of execution last week. James was convicted of shooting to death his former girlfriend, Faith Hall, back in 1994. The victim's family is asking he not be executed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
If you noticed an uptick of mainstream media stories about President Trump, you're not alone. Here's 45 on Tuesday.
If I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed at home and just took it easy, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately. It would stop. But that's not what I will do. I can't do that. I have to save our country.
Again, Trump was right. Multiple FBI whistleblowers, including those in senior positions, are raising the alarm about the tampering by senior FBI and Justice Department officials in politically sensitive investigations. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa says as the FBI was fabricating the Russia collusion lie, the FBI and Department of Justice were suppressing the facts of illegal activity inside the Biden laptop. The senator on Fox News.
People in the FBI who had partisan views that should never be involved in any investigation, that okayed a go-ahead of an investigation of Trump based upon fuzzy newspaper reporting.
40-year-old George Tanyos from West Virginia charged in the macing of police officers, including the late Brian Sicknick, during January 6, pled guilty Wednesday to two misdemeanor charges. It should be noted it was ruled Sicknick died of natural causes. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.